This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer, and we're joined today in studio by SIU System President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Brad.
Well, let's jump right in and talk about Carbondale Chancellor Carlo Montemagno recently released his second draft of an academic reorganization plan after receiving input from the campus community. What's your assessment of how the process is going so far?
Well, you know, I think the process is unfolding as it had been planned from the outset by the chancellor with the release of this second revised reorganization plan. We now start a process by which that various groups within the university community that have an opportunity to weigh in formally on that undertake that work. So you'll see, obviously, the Faculty Senate and Graduate Council with a process underway by which they're going to take this up, review it through the steps that they typically would for any type of program proposal. The faculty union has a clause or a section in its contract, an article actually, that speaks to a set of steps that they undertake for program review. That will be ongoing. And we're really now in this time where you're going to see these various bodies take this proposal as it's been refined, if you will, do the work that they're called upon to do, and we come out on the other end of that seeing then what that shaping of the plan or that refinement of the plan looks like. I guess I would say a couple of things here, one of which is there is an entire regulatory element that surrounds any of these types of changes. So whether you're talking about our internal processes with the Faculty Association or the constituency groups, primarily here we're talking about, again, the Faculty Senate, the Graduate Council, as well as the student bodies. Beyond those campus groups, you have a variety of regulatory groups who then also get pulled into the process, whether we're talking about our own Board of Trustees at the university, the Illinois Board of Higher Education, our accreditor for the United States Department of Education, the Higher Learning Commission. There's something to take place with each of these groups or bodies at each of these stages that will kind of bring this reorganization plan along and again shape it and morph it to some degree as all of those various review processes take place. The second thing I would share is this. It may well be the case then that what we could see happen is that now with all of the programs coming out of the gate, almost if you think of a horse race where you've got all the horses coming out of the starting chute at the same time, you might see it be the case then that various program proposals move more quickly than others. And I think there's a realistic expectation that you might see some of the elements of the chancellor's plan move fairly quickly, go through the paces, as I've been talking about, and move forward toward adoption and implementation more quickly than some others. I'll give you a quick example because it's from my own faculty home here at the Carbondale campus. There's been a proposal for a standalone school of education that would encompass essentially all the licensure or certification programs within pre-K through 12 education. That's been something that's been talked about on the campus at least since I've come back 3.5 years ago. I think there's pretty strong support for that given the history of SIU Carbondale coming into its own as first a teacher's college. So it could be the case that we might see something like that move fairly quickly through these various steps of approval and come to the finish line, if you will, if I continue my horse race analogy, come to the finish line more quickly than some others that may be more controversial, may have more moving parts, may encompass larger academic units. But clearly the process now is underway for that large-scale review that is required. Everything has been provided to those various bodies, and will continue to be responsive to other requests for information, and then see where they go in weighing that.
Right. And the chancellor wants this finalized, and I think to the board in the spring, certainly, maybe even as soon as April. Is that a timeline that you think is attainable?
I think for some of the programs it will be. As I made mention in the example, there will be some that move fairly quickly. I think there are others where that will be very difficult. We've provided from the system level some guidance to the campus in terms of these various layers of approval that have to be granted, whether you're talking just at the campus level all the way up to the state board as well as the regional accreditor. For those that take longer, that may be a bigger challenge. And again, I think you're going to see now some variability on how these program initiatives move forward. Those that are ready to go and have support will go fairly quickly, I think. Others, that may be a pretty aggressive timeline to meet.
Right. Now, your role as SIU president certainly takes up a lot of your time, but you're also a co-chair of the Illinois Bicentennial Commission.
Yes, I am. That's right.
And the Bicentennial celebration, the year-long celebration, kicks off on Sunday.
Exactly.
How are preparations going?
Well, you know, as I've talked about this at different times, it's really been a challenge because here in Illinois, we're trying to celebrate our state's rich and great history without much budget to work on and very little staff to take this over. However, we do have our kickoff to the Bicentennial this coming weekend at various spots around the state, primarily Chicago and Springfield. And we do have some big statewide events that will be rolled out, as well as looking to partner or sponsor, co-brand would be another term, with all kinds of events put on by communities, civic groups around the state in the year ahead. So we'll have a lot more to talk about with that, but we're excited to finally get it out of the gate and give our great state the birthday party it celebrates.
All right, it should be a lot of fun. Dr. Dunn, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Brad.